With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
As promised, joined right now by the executive editor and co-owner of texags.com, a man who has covered Johnny Manziel about as closely as any media member that you're going to find out there, is my next guest, and it is Billy Lucci. Luch, how are we doing tonight, man?
I'm good, Shawnee. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to talk to you, as always, Luch. And the news yesterday, Johnny making the announcement that he's not only going north to play football in the CFL, but also starting up a podcast as well with Barstool Sports, is all good, I think. I think it's all great news. As someone who's close to Johnny, and I know you talk to Johnny, what's kind of the state of the union right now, just in terms of his overall well-being? Like, can you compare this in terms of where he's at mentally and physically to any other time that you've been covering him and close to him?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, as good as at any point since after he won the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that first year at A&M was probably the best year he had. And a lot of times, you know, they go back and you know, that year gets criticized by people like, oh, what were they doing for him in college? And to me, that first year at A&M was probably as good as he's ever been on the field and off. Once he won that starting job, I say first year in college, it was his second year, but in terms of where he's at right now, I think he's in as good a place as he's been in, really almost since I've known him. Now, you know, as is the issue with, you know, he's been real open about, you know, about bipolar and things like that. You never want to get comfortable, right, Sean? I mean, yep. You never want to just kind of take it for granted that, hey, I'm doing all right, and it's something that I think he's always going to have to manage, but I think he's doing a hell of a job of it right now. And I know we're going to talk about it in a second, but I think getting on a football field, getting in to be a part of a team, having a coach, especially one like June Jones that just absolutely believes in him and that he's familiar with and respects, I think all those things, I think it was time. You know, I just think with Johnny, as with almost any competitor or any kind of comeback you're making, whether it's from injury or whether it's from, you know, for whatever reasons kept him off the field, there's got to be that carrot, you know, that goal there sitting out there in front of you. And I think the longer it went on, the more maybe, you know, the NFL, if it continued to look that far away, even though there was legit interest from some teams, I just think it's not productive for him. I think he needs to get on a football field and play. And I was so glad when it started to sound like that was what, when, you know, in our conversations that I started to realize that he was really warming up to the idea of doing it and didn't see it as any kind of negative, you know, and just
yeah.
saw it as an opportunity.
Yeah, I agree with you, Luch, and I think one of the things that Johnny has said, one of the things I kind of surmised outsider looking in, and one of the things that he then went on to confirm in one of the interviews that he's done, was that he had a really hard time when he lost his starting job in Cleveland. You know, that was a big yeah. dose of, I think, adversity that he wasn't ready for, and we can talk all day about just what kind of franchise the Browns are, but he was not ready to lose a starting job and have to regain it. Do you feel like, kind of along the lines of what you were just saying, that he's ready now for a journey where it may have some, not forget about the off the field stuff, there may be some football bumps in the road. Do you feel like he's better equipped to handle that now?
Yeah, I do. I do, because you know, just like with a lot of these high draft picks or star players, he didn't face a lot of on field adversity or job
no.
adversity. And it hit him. And maybe they did make the mistake, which I think they did, in kind of, you know, not leaving him in the starter role, you know, when the other guy got healthy again. But that shouldn't have, you know, led to, you know, Johnny just kind of, I don't know, cashing out the right phrase, or just kind of, you know, letting it get to him the way it did. But that, he's not the first athlete that would have happened to, or any of us in any line of work or life. when you don't deal with that adversity and then it hits you, he didn't handle it well, as has been well documented. But I think he's in a way better spot because I think he knows where he's coming from. I think he knows that he's fortunate to be in the CFL. I think that's why he did the spring league. And I think just having a taste for a team, I could tell right out of the chute that he's just really happy just to be a part of a team and in a locker room and hanging out with the dudes, and a common goal, all that cliche stuff. It's cliche because it's true. Yeah. You know, that's why guys have such a hard time when they retire, even when they've had a Hall of Fame career or whatever. But to me, with him, Sean, it was, I think he knows now that, hey, I'm fortunate to have a chance in any line of football. And the CFL, I think it's going to be fun for him. I think the game is going to be fun for him. And I think it's almost going to be not, you know, an easier transition because of the style of play. He's not going to necessarily have to fit in quite the box maybe that he would have in the NFL coming right out of the chute.
Yeah, I think the stylistically, I can't wait to watch him play. Billy Lucci, executive editor, co-owner of TexAgs.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Luch, the year or so before Johnny got sober, where everything was playing out on social media and it was hard to watch, mm-hmm. I'm curious your perspective as somebody who has known Johnny, who's friendly with Johnny, and obviously somebody who communicates and interacts with a lot of the Aggie community via TexAgs.com. Can you put into words what that was like for the Aggie community to watch Johnny go through that? And are you surprised that he's back at this point now where he's actually got a good look at playing in the NFL? Maybe not a good look, but at least a look at playing in the NFL again.
I am surprised and I'm not. I was hopeful that it would always come back around. And you mm-hmm. know, but I'd be lying if I said there were times where you didn't kind of lose hope in it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just from watching it. I mean, I'm not much different than everybody else, whether it's you and you know, in the Houston and national media, or whether it's Aggie fans, his family. You know, you're on some level. We're all kind of watching and hoping, and you do what you can as a friend.
Yeah.
And we always stayed in touch, and you know, I don't know. Our conversations usually aren't about that kind of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of you be a friend. And if he never played football again, you know, I met him when I was covering him way back in the day. I think he was on, you know, the website when he was in high school being recruited, kind of, you know. And so we've known of each other probably since he was in high school. And it's been a fun journey to watch, and sometimes, you know, it's teetered on the verge of heartbreak for, I think, Aggie fans. But they always stood by him, you know? I think you can tell that living in Houston. They always stood by him.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I think, honestly, if Johnny never played a down of football again, people would be all right with it. They just want him, you know, him and Johnny to be okay, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, Luch, he'd come back and sign autographs for days in College Station.
No question. And there'd be job opportunity for him.
Yep.
He's great. I still think he could drop everything he's doing and go, you know, be in the media. You know, go be on the SEC Network. Go be, you know, that's why I like what he's doing with Barstool.
Yep.
I like what he's doing. Of course, he's doing it with Casey Smith, one of our old Texags. People, you know, Casey was a great employee for us, so it's mm-hmm. awesome to watch kind of both of them doing it. It's actually pretty cool to sit and listen to. But, I mean, I like him doing it. Do that on the side. Do that. Let people get to know you on a more personal level than I think he has, because I think what he's done is a lot of people have gotten to know him on sound bites and media, you know, you know, just kind of what they see on TMZ and social media. And it's like, that's not really him. I know everybody thinks that, oh, eventually we get to know these guys. It's not really him. And I think the more he's on air, like in extended, like I love that podcast he did with Joe Thomas on their deal. It just let people see the real you, because he's a guy that – that you can root for, you know?
Yeah, I think he gives thoughtful answers. I think he's smart. I think the podcast. Yeah.
When he's giving thoughtful answers, because he's also really smart and sometimes can give you, you know, give some people on the national level exactly what he thinks they want here.
Yeah, no question. I think in that format, I think he's going to be very, very good. Luch, we have about a minute left. Just very quickly, what's the optimism level in College Station with Jimbo Fisher right now?
You know, I think it's realistic for year one. I think everybody expects a tougher football team, a team that, you know, has a kind of a renewed energy. Things kind of go stale. It's nothing against Kevin Sumlin, and they're excited about him at Arizona, but a renewed energy, and I think a level of physicality and toughness that they kind of expect Fisher to bring. But I think they're realistic year one. But I think with him being the head coach, I think the excitement level, Sean, is higher than I've ever seen it. I would say as high. I think it's higher than I've ever seen it, with the one exception being entering year two, you know, with Johnny coming off the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
That kind of off season, people thought A&M could make a run at the whole thing. That we all underestimated how bad that defense was going to be that year. But with that little blip exception, it's as high as it's ever been. I think they realize they've got a coach now that he's done it before. He knows what it takes at a big time program, and program is the key word. I think A&M fans expect him to build a perennial contender, you know, playoff contending, SEC contending team year in and year out, whether that takes year two, year three, whatever it is. I think they're expecting it relatively soon, but not year one.
Sure. No, sure. Well, the Aggies definitely took the coaching arms race in the SEC to another level this offseason. There's no question about that. Billy Lucci, executive editor, co-owner of TexAggs.com. Man, Lucci, it's good to catch up with you, and looking forward to talking to you again here real soon, and definitely having you back on before college football gets here.
Always, buddy. Keep me in tune with the Rockets. I'll be looking for that Shaq interview part two also.
You got it, buddy. You got it. I'll let you know. My
right,
man.
Brother.
Appreciate you, Lucci.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Yep, there it is. Billy Lucci joining me. Go check him out, texags.com and at Billy Lucci on Twitter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.